Hey, thanks for listening to this Joy podcast. If you like what we do and you listen to our podcast on a regular basis, it's time to put your money where your ears are. It's Radiothon. Go to joy.org.au, become a member or donate and keep us out loud and proud so we can make more of the stuff you like.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
You're listening to Chicks Talking Footy live from Etihad Stadium, where the Saints and Swans are going head-to-head for the annual AFL Pride Match. You're on Joy 94.9, sponsored by the AFL.
Joy 94.9, 0427 Joy 949. You know how that goes, Rachel,
you can, you? And you can tweet us and do other things on the internet. Yay!
Rachel and Danae looking after the AFL Pride Game annual broadcast. This is number three. We're super, super pumped. Thanks to all the team that are helping us to put this together to bring to you on the air. Look, we've got long-winded information to introduce our next guest, Rachel. But I'm going to say this. Hannah Mountsey, footballer. Angie Green, non-footballer.
Yeah.
I disagree.
Well said.
No, very accurate and fair.
I'm going to get her again one day.
Yeah.
Do you reckon?
No.
I've got to be sober for that, don't I?
Angie Green is part of so much of the rainbow that you are. Move in May, stand-up events, you're part of a sporting disco royalty.
Disco royalty. Great phrase.
And Hannah, you've played how many games for the Darebin Falcons now?
Four, I think. Yeah, up to four now, yeah, because we had the bye. So.
How many goals have you kicked? I've been away, so do let me know.
I think it's around 10 or 12. It's around that, yeah.
That's
just
fantastic.
A few.
Are you enjoying the footy?
Yeah, it's great. And the Falcons girls are all brilliant. Like, they're terrific, so I really can't fault it. They've been really welcoming, and look, it's been terrific. That's really all I can say about it.
Darebin Falcons, part of the VFL Women's League, run by women for women, include everyone, and they're such a fantastic club.
Except for Angie and I.
Yeah. Well, that's because you're non-footballers.
Would we say?
Yeah. How does it feel to be at the third AFL Pride game, Ange?
Oh, it just makes me... Just honestly really fills my heart. I was there last year, but at the very first one, three years ago, I can't really explain the feeling of how beautiful and inclusive and embracing it was just to absolutely everyone, and the joy that it brought to so many people. So I'm so excited to see that it's got legs, and it will, you know, very much continue from now on, which just makes me so happy.
Hannah, is this your first time to an AFL Pride game?
It is, yeah. I mean, I'm a Sydney supporter, so I probably could have been to a few, but this is my first. So.
And why is that? Is this a more welcoming space for you now?
Not really. I just got offered a ticket. I've been to lots.
Same. They could put this microphone on me, and away I went.
I've been to lots of games of football, and I think, look, to be honest, having seen the past, I don't think I'm too worried about being accepted or not, having seen the last year or so.
What's it been like for you this last year?
Oh, look, it's just been bizarre. You know, sometimes you sort of got to pinch yourself for the situations you find yourself in. But look, it's been great. I mean, it's obviously been really difficult. But at the same time, what's been really great is I have found some absolutely amazing people who have come into my life, and some who were there before who have just been so supportive and just such great friends that I wouldn't have probably had prior to that. Angie is one. Mm-hmm. You know, she's an absolute star. So there's been a lot of negatives, but there's a lot of positives as well.
We talk about the Chicks Talking Footy have only been around for 3 years, and the Chicks themselves have been around for much longer. But talking in this space on an LGBTIQ AFL supporting station, that's the joke we make. But in the lesbian and gay community, the embracing and understanding and conversations with the B, the T, the I and the Q has been pretty token for a long time. So as a trans woman, how do you feel about being part of the broader rainbow community?
Look, it's a complicated one. I mean, look, I feel very welcomed, but I'm also in probably a fairly privileged position because of what's happened in the last 8 or 9 months, in that, you know, people have seen, you know, me and football and decided they like me. So, you know, and whereas other trans women don't have that platform a lot of the time and haven't necessarily felt as included. But look, to be honest, I don't want me to sound a bad way, but I've never sort of intentionally kept myself in or out of, mm-hmm. you know, the LGBTI community. I just go and sort of live my life on a daily basis as I did before, transitioning. And, you know, if I feel included in something, people want me to be a part of something, then I'll of course do that. And, but if not, then I'm not too worried about it either.
Because you're just a person.
Yeah, exactly. We are many communities, and each person has many parts to themselves.
We have been discussing a lot tonight, though, about the importance of education, which a number of clubs, both at the higher and the lower levels, are engaging in. Do you think that there is a way that we can engage the general public on how we can be more inclusive, though, within this space?
Oh, look, that's a very loaded question, but...
Well, it's a big question.
Yeah, it is a big question.
It is a big question, which I definitely doesn't result in a simple answer, but I think at the very, very least, you know, when we are offered massive platforms to speak about things in football that we may not have known a lot about before, and it's very, you know, kind of foreign landscape and what have you, the thing that I am the most, I guess, frustrated and angry at the moment is that there are people with really large platforms who are speaking about trans issues or gay issues or what have you in a very ill-informed way. And I think not only is that not okay, but it is very
damaging.
It's very damaging and it's very irresponsible. I would never speak about anything that I don't know about on a public platform, about absolutely anything, at the very least when it actually involves real people. And so I think that we have to do better from the top down, actually. Like, if we're going to speak about trans issues in sport, actually invite trans people onto your platforms. Speak to trans people. If you're going to speak about Hannah Mountsey specifically, speak to Hannah Mountsey. You know, that we have the resources, we have the contacts. Just, like, let's make this an equal playing field to actually educate ourselves at the very least.
Speak to as opposed to on behalf of.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
Let's do that now. One of the themes for the AFL Pride game is the Saints, I'll Stand By You.
Yeah.
How important is it for coalitions, allies to work with you, Hannah?
I think it's really important. I mean, the really ironic thing is, you know, people are so much more accepting than I think a lot of the time we give people credit for. You know, 90% of the population, if not more, is brilliant. But for some reason, you know, sometimes organisations, and in this instance the AFL, because it's a really easy example, with trans issues, haven't been particularly inclusive. And then that's really representative then, and taken as a representative viewpoint of the entire football community. And that's not at all.
Is that the next challenge for you to be eligible to play the AFL Women's League?
Yeah, so I got a phone call from the AFL head of legal yesterday. So I'll hopefully hear back from him this week about what the process involves. And we're looking at resolving that, because I know the initial way we're looking at it was they were hoping the Sports Commission's guidelines would be out in time, and they're not. They haven't started scoping for them yet. So we're having to go around it in a bit of a different way, which I'm happy with. You know, I just didn't think that would be a good way to go, to be honest. So I'm sort of glad that's happened. And so hopefully I'll know a bit more this week and we'll be able to resolve it fairly soon. But, yeah, absolutely at the moment.
Where would you like to be 12 months from now in AFL Pride Game 4?
Look, for me personally, well, it's got nothing to do with football, to be honest. You know, I make no mistake. I don't hide the fact I've sort of been through a lot and burned a lot of bridges unintentionally, and I'm just wanting to be happy, I guess, you know, repairing relationships that might have fractured when I transitioned, because it was quite difficult for a lot of people. And that's where I'm at. So football, look, if it happens, great. If not, it's not a huge issue.
It's just a small part of your life.
And who you are.
Yeah, and we love watching you play. good luck with the Darebin Falcons.
Yes.
Ange Green, good luck with everything you do and keep fighting the fight. Stand by us. We'll stand by you, Rachel and Danae, with Hannah and Ange on the AFL Pride Game.
Legends. Love you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.